Network Marketing Magazine presents The Master Series, Volume 1, Building Your Business. This is CD number 2, Make Your Business a Little Less Taxing by Sandy Botkin. And now here's George Madu.
It's my pleasure today to bring up on stage Network Marketing's favorite tax man. How would you like to learn a proven way to recruit, like Kathy said, mid to high level executives? Would you be interested in that? I said, would you be interested in that? There you go. How would you like to learn strategies that will put a minimum of $1,500 to $2,000 worth of new deductions in your pocket every single year as long as you're in your business? I have the advantage. I'm in the back, and Sandy's giving me tax tips. You know, it's just great. He's going to be giving them to you. How would you like to bulletproof your records for the IRS? All right. Sandy's book, Lower Your Taxes Big Time, is a best-selling book at Amazon.com. Sandy lectures all over the nation on tax planning for self-employed and corporate taxpayers. It is my pleasure to introduce my good friend, Sandy Botkin. Give him a hand. Thank you. Thank you.
Can we set up the slide? Great. Oh my goodness, I think he does a nice job. You know, I was a master of ceremonies in a home-based business conference in Vancouver, Canada. Thank you. And this beautiful girl came up to me at the end of the program, and she didn't speak English that well, but she said, Mr. Botkin, she gave me this big bouquet of flowers at the end. These flowers will eventually die, but you will smell forever. I was touched. All right. We're going to be talking, you know, when I do seminars all over the country, I ask people, what is the number one expense in your family? And I give them a choice. It's either A, food, B, clothing, C, lodging, like mortgage payment, and D, transportation. And it's actually a trick question because the answer is none of the above. Taxes. Taxes exceed all of those combined. A little background about me. My name is Sandy Botkin. I have a little picture up here, but this is a very kind of a PowerPoint presentation, but I've been told that the picture is a lot better looking than I am. Thank you. I'm both a lawyer and a CPA. It almost sounds like the worst of all worlds, but I think it's okay. And I'm a former trainer of IRS attorneys nationwide. Just out of curiosity, when you think of the word IRS agent, how many people think of an IRS agent as a rat? Anybody? Okay, a couple of you. Now, how many people think of the IRS, not the agents, but the IRS as a somewhat rodent-like organization? I'll be honest. Now we got about 80%. Well, for those of you who think of the IRS as somewhat rodent-like, I was one of 8 attorneys selected by the IRS to train all of their attorneys nationwide. So if I train the IRS attorneys, what does that make me? Head rat. Rat fink. Somebody, one of my seminars said dead rat. I am a pussycat, but I have seen taxes from both sides of the podium, being a lawyer and a CPA. I'm a professor of taxation and financial planning at the University of Maryland, where I live. And I really get around. I have been in every state of the country except for North Dakota and Hawaii. And I was just informed that next winter, next February 2007, I will be in one of those two. It isn't North Dakota.